Rock stars come and go, and Prince has come and gone forever. Perhaps his sudden death was for the best, since old age kills the careers of rock stars with wrinkled necks. I mean, wouldn't Paul McCartney and Rod Stewart do anything just to look young again? They'd be right back on the charts. In his own prime, Prince was hailed as a pioneer who broke through the barriers of cultural taboos. One song, If I Was Your Girlfriend, proves that point. Dressed up as a femme fatale, Prince was both male and female. Songs with titles like this don't appear in a vacuum, but surface in the soil of social engineering. Prince was no pioneer. He was a child of his time. Can you imagine George Benson or Jimi Hendrix singing such a song in the 60s and dressing up as women while singing it? For Benson, it would have been embarrassing. For Hendrix, his guitar was a phallic symbol, and transgendering would have castrated his Stratocaster. The androgynous male was already ripening in Jewish Hollywood's social agenda by the time Prince sang his song in the late 80s. Federico Fellini was the first to portray the androgynous male in his 70s film, Satyricon, with Michael Jackson bringing it to life with his plastic surgeries in the early 80s. Jewish music moguls know a good market. They create it, merchandise it, and Prince sold his brand. But a long battle ensued between Prince and Warner Music, whose principal holder is the Jew Leonard Blavatnik, with Prince pursuing royalties for himself and fellow black artists, held as feudal slaves to their Jewish masters. Finally, in 2014, Prince regained control of his back catalog, but was still part of their game. Dressing up as a woman and singing songs promoting gender ambiguity serves their agenda of neutering white, young, Gentile males. Prince was the hero of young white males, not blacks, who instinctively repel the effeminate. There's no transgendering when they're riding on the streets. Will Prince be replaced? Of course. Jewish music moguls will find another black to surpass Prince, perhaps one spouting sexual sadism. For debauching white young Gentile males while affirming their masculinity also serves their agenda. They did write the protocols for nothing. Prince is now dead, and another prince he must meet, the prince of the power of the air. Will he pass through that air unscathed? Satan is called adversary, you know. If Prince was your girlfriend, you'll be paying the last penny too.